Thank you.
All right, folks, let's just go to a vote. It's either one way or the other. Main motion is that the people whose names already listed and the nominees for committees, that that be approved as the nominations list. The substitute motion is that the nominations period remain open until tomorrow night at midnight, at which time the nominations would close. Presumptively, anyone who wished to be considered or dropped out of consideration would email the secretary and the chair and perhaps the entire P&B by tomorrow night at midnight. So if you support the substitute, it's from Brazone, no? Wasn't it you, Lydia? Yes, it was Lydia. Okay, so if you support the substitute, which is closed nominations tomorrow at midnight, then vote yes on it. If you do not, then vote no. And that would be if you support the main motion, which is to approve the nominees that are already listed. So, Mr. Secretary, if you can call the roll on the substitute, and then we'll see where we go.
Are you ready?
Thank you. Yes, sir, go ahead.
For the substitute, yes, means yes, no means no. Bird.
Yes.
Wait, now I'm confused. I'm sorry. If I pass, I'll come back again.
Yes, for the yes means
the substitute.
For the substitute.
I got cut off. Let me pass and listen and regroup. Thank you.
I don't support the motion. Lydia's motion?
That's a substitute.
That's
no.
A substitute. I vote no.
Bowman votes no. Robert.
Yes.
Sabah?
Oh, sorry, yes.
Thank you. Edward Steaker. Brian, can you hear you?
Edward Steaker votes yes.
Rosenberg.
Oh, I vote no.
Wilkerson.
Yes.
Allen.
Allen votes no.
Polinar. Can't hear you, Justin. Hinchel.
Hinchel votes no.
Joe votes no. Brazone.
Correct. Yes.
Thank you. Crenshaw. Show.
Crumshaw, no.
Thanks. Dina, Gray,
no.
Lanyard,
no.
Diaz,
pass.
King,
abstain.
Mormon,
abstain.
No.
Burton, pass.
Absolutely no. Thank you.
Can't hear with the letter.
Okay. Jessica Polinar.
Pass.
Diaz.
I guess I'll abstain.
Fails.
Did I get Allen?
You did. I believe she voted no.
Okay. Who's left?
Apollinar.
Allen said no.
Okay, what about us?
Apollinar says no.
Okay.
Motion fails.
Can you give me the vote count, Richard, please?
Okay.
The substitute passes. Failed. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Substitute motion fails. We are now on to the main motion. The main motion would approve the committee nominations as already sent out as the final nominations list, correct? So if you support that, then vote yes. If you do not, then vote no. Thank you. Summer? Serene, please.
Yes.
Which one did you send out? What's considered the latest one, Richard?
Right now, today. Right now. It's in this meeting. Today. This where we're dropping in.
Oh, did you just send another one out? Is that what you're saying?
No. I said right now when this vote is taken, that's when it stops. That's my vote.
Which would be the version that was sent out plus the ones that I asked for?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm asking as of what time?
That's correct. I think it's the version.
I have no idea what time. The last one that was sent out at 2 o'clock this afternoon.
Okay, so it would be the 2 o'clock version plus the committees that I just asked for?
Yeah.
That's correct.
Okay, just to be clear. Thank you.
And this is Leah. I have another question.
Yes, Lydia.
How are we going to facilitate, depending on what happens with the other two committees, that are, about motions we haven't voted on yet, which was what I was trying to get to before?
Point of information or point of order?
Certainly, Tracy, go ahead.
The elections that we are holding do not apply to those committees. They are not standing committees. The first is the task force, and the second is the EDCFO search committee, which we will or will not continue with. They're not involved in this balloting process that we're discussing right now.
Thank you. Please try not to step on each other when speaking. Thank you, Tracy. I was going to say the same thing, which is that not affected by present voting. Thank you. Go ahead, Richard, please. Is there any objection? First, let me ask you, is there any objection to approving the present nominee list and closing the nominations at this time? And if there is none, then we may move on. Wow, I'm not hearing any objection. I don't necessarily have to vote. Thank you. Very good. So the nominations for committees are closed at this time based on the list that was distributed at 2 p.m. and those that were added on the floor, as it were, this evening by Ms. Roberts. Thank you so much. We'll move on to the next item on the agenda. and we are amazingly actually clicking through some of this. Let me see. Where are we? Just a second, please. And the next motion for consideration is three, motion by Medina, move to dissolve the Financial Recovery and Audit Task Force of the PNB, commonly known as the FRET. Ms. Medina, would you like to motivate your motion? Brenda, are you on the call?
I don't think she's on the call.
Okay. This is Lydia.
Go ahead, Lydia.
Okay. So I will motivate it. This is originally my motion. I sent it from her tablet. I think that's where the confusion was. And so this is the FRAT motion, right? FRAT committee? That's what
correct.
We're considering?
Correct.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Yeah. So, of course, my primary concern with the FRAT, I have two. One was that it was always held in executive session and just never came to us with a report out, except one time that I remember, maybe I missed something, and that was when we needed it in order to finish the audit and have a plan of action. And, like, better than 90% of the plan was open session material and discussion as a result of. And yet it was all conceived in executive session. So that was my primary, because we risk our CPB standing because we violate open meeting requirements, number one. Number two, it didn't yield much. Even with that, it didn't pass muster, and it wasn't sufficient to help us not get the going concern. So I don't think that it has been a useful committee, and my problem is not the number of people on committees, as I've expressed before, but the number of committees that we have. And so whether it's the finance committee in executive session that comes up with a viable plan, or the entire board in executive session, or however we want to do it, but I found that the FRAT, which never reported back to the PMB in open session, was a real liability to the foundation.
Tracy for the stack.
Go ahead, Tracy.
And Carolyn to the stack after Tracy. Thank you.
Thank you. Tracy, then Carolyn. Go on, Tracy, please.
Hinchel,
well,
to the side.
I've got you, Nancy. Thank you.
Okay. Well, I'd like to draw everyone's attention to the fact that the FRAT is one of the few committees that submitted a report to the board that was received in the board book. It was there. It was one of only, I think, three committees that did so. So the idea that the FRAT has not reported out is incorrect. What I would say about the FRAT is the FRAT was a suggestion by a previous auditor who felt that the foundation as a whole had not made as much progress in terms of addressing very specific logistical items relating to audit deficiencies that needed to be dealt with from year to year, and that a collaboration between the Finance Committee and the Audit Committee might actually move us forward in terms of knocking off that particular list of deficiencies, which was rather long and needed to be dealt with. And the FRAT was successful. Approximately one half to three quarters of them have been ameliorated by the work, not entirely of the FRAT, but certainly by the FRAT monitoring those efforts. That is not the same as full financial recovery, but it is an important part and an important ingredient. What I would add is that the FRAT did produce a financial recovery plan. It needs to be implemented, and it largely has not been. However,
your time is up.
Is certainly a first step. Oh, crap. It also updated the staff handbooks, as you've seen, which is a project that has been sitting around for 17 years undone, and has done a significant amount of work, more than most committees, I would posit. Sorry.
Thank you, Tracy. Carolyn, you're next.
Yes, I would like to agree with everything Tracy said. The FRAT was important because it was small and well-focused, and the auditor was very clear about what he thought should happen, and I thought it was good advice. We took it. And I think the people who are objecting to it are people who are not on the FRAT. Perhaps they might want to join it, but I think that the committee is invaluable in that it focuses attention on the deficiencies. No other committee really has done that. Unfortunately, audit has not, and others have not. So I think that to do away with that committee would really cause us some problems. We have an employee handbook in the works, and I think we have some serious attention paid to serious issues. So I'm saying we need not do away with the FRAT. We definitely have to keep this committee. Thank you.
Summer Stack, Lizette.
Okay, so I have Nancy and then I have Lizette. Go ahead, Nancy.
Okay, I'm obviously new here, but it just strikes me that getting rid of the FRAT and not focusing on financial recovery might be a little preliminary due to our situation. So let's keep it.
Thank you, Nancy.
Madam Chair, Teresa for the Stack.
Thank you. Okay. Was that Teresa?
Yes. And Margie.
Okay. And Margie. Okay, so I've got Lizette, Teresa, Margie. Go ahead, Lizette. Thank you.
Thank you. I am getting very concerned about what's happening here. And I don't know I stand corrected, but I'm just learning that the FRAT is the committee that produced the employee's handbook that some people are trying to protect, as it were. To me, a document like that should be spread across the network so the workers and everybody else involved could have a look and comment on it even before we get any comments from our lawyer and whoever. But that was sort of resisted and to the point where conditions were put for this document to be circulated. That in itself spells of a kind of exclusion. Okay, it's working. Why aren't the others working? It got to be who is involved. And to have a committee that is duplicating other committees, no wonder the others not working. And if I had my way from what I know about the FRAT, which is not a lot, we would get rid of it and put the committees to work the committees that that should be doing what the frat is doubling up on are the ones that that should be put to work and be called upon to produce reports. Before I go, I want to ask you a question. How does one become a member of this committee?
One has to be a member of the finance or audit committees, or a former member of the finance or audit committees, but then you're a non-voting member. So you have to be a member of one of those committees or an officer.
So it follows, one other question. It follows that the majority on the board, based on the motion we just passed, the majority will decide who is on the frat.
It's actually open to any, you know, I'd have to take a look at that, actually, Lizette, and think about that. But it is limited to members of finance and audit. So.
Yeah, point of order or information, I guess?
For sure.
I'm not aware that we actually have any contests for seats on the audit committee, so it seems to me that everyone who wish to be on the audit committee is now officially on the audit committee and therefore eligible to join the frat.
There you go. Okay. Teresa and then Margie. Go ahead, Teresa, please.
This is Teresa. I must admit that I was questioning the frat, and I have to say it was a little bit selfishness on my part. I didn't like the fact that it was on Mondays, and I thought that we had too many committees. However, I have changed my mind, and I'll tell you why. I did. Anyone, I believe, is entitled to listen to that committee, and I sat in on a meeting, and I was very much informed. And I guess if I thought there was any fault of this committee, it was the fact that it didn't report out more often. I think that what it discusses should be most times in executive session. I don't think it jeopardizes us at all. In fact, so much of what was discussed there could not be discussed in open session. I think that there are I don't know why the reasons, but there are reasons that there are things that general managers and board members and people should be doing that are not be doing. So I think that this committee has monitored that more than any other committee could do it. I don't think the finance committee can do that. I don't think the personnel committee did it. I don't think the audit committee did it. So if there is a frat, I will be sitting in on it. And I hope that they will put out a few more reports, because if I did find a fault, it was because...
Teresa, your time's up.
I'd like to finish this sentence. If I did find a fault, it was because sometimes... the people on that committee assumed that I knew things that I didn't, because I wasn't listening in. And so I encourage everybody to listen on this committee and contribute. Thank you.
Thank you, Teresa. We're at time on the open session agenda. I'm going to let Margie speak, and then we're going to take a vote on the frat committee. I could add a whole bunch to it, but we're out of time. So let's just try to keep it moving. Go ahead, Margie.
Well, I'm very interested in what Teresa said. I never attempted to listen in on a frat meeting, because it was my understanding that all their meetings were held in closed session and nobody was allowed to listen in, unless it's only PMB members who are allowed to listen in.
Yeah, it's PMB members, Margie. Any PMB member can listen in on any committee, closed or open, because you have a right to hear everything.
Well,
yeah.
I totally object to a committee that never meets in public. I'm sorry. We can't do business that way. It's just wrong. And perhaps there are issues that the frat discusses that should be held in closed session, but those have to follow the rules that are set out for us by the PMB for closed session. And to regularly meet in closed session and not be accessible to the members of this foundation seems to me to just be terribly wrong. And so I support the motion.
Carolyn, I'm going to speak again. We're out of time, Carolyn. Somebody has to make a motion to extend time. Otherwise, we just go to a vote.
This is Janice. I call the question.
Second.
Thank you, Janice. Well, and actually, we're out of time, so we're going to take a vote.
Right.
Hello?
Yes.
Who is that?
It's
Serene. Can I ask her a point of information, or is that not allowed?
A point of information has been called.
Well, a point of information. Just make it a point of information, please. Go ahead. Oh, of course. Can someone send me the motion that created the front? The original motion, the one that we're discussing?
No. It's not now. Probably. It's in the minutes somewhere. Search your minutes. The frat.
The frat has not been... I've been on the board since January. Well, February, I think, is when we were seated. About 3 weeks ago.
That does.
So I couldn't possibly have the minutes.
Point of order. We're out of time.
Thank you. And people are pressing buttons, probably trying to mute themselves. Serene, I apologize. I think the frat, it seems to me, came into existence before last year, like maybe 2 years ago.
2011. 2011, yeah.
That sounds right. Okay. That was my recollection.
Order.
Saying there's no way I could, someone said I should search my mail. I understand, Serene. I understand you don't have, I mean, the minutes obviously are on the website, but that doesn't help you a lot at this moment. I don't have them to send to you right at the moment either. I'm sorry, what is the point of order, Richard?
We're out of time.
Okay.
We got to go.
All right, we're going to take a vote because we are out of time. If you support dissolving the frat committee, what's the exact wording? Yes, dissolve. Move to dissolve the financial recovery and audit task force of the PNB, then you would vote yes. If you do not, then you would vote no, and it would remain in existence. Mr. Secretary, can you call the roll, please? Thank you.
Okay, this is the vote. Edward Steaker. Hello, Brian.
Edward Steaker votes yes.
Rosenberg?
No.
Wilkerson?
Yes.
Allen? Teresa? Andrew?
I'm sorry, Allen says no.
Thank you. Apollinar?
Pass.
Hinchel?
Hinchel, no.
Giselle, no. Rezan?
Yes.
Concho?
Who?
Concho? John. Can't hear you, John.
No. No.
Gotcha. Gray.
Did you get me?
No. Gray.
Gray votes no.
And yours?
I vote no.
Diaz.
Abstain.
King.
Yes.
Norman?
No.
Smith?
Yes.
Burton?
No, absolutely no.
Coleman?
No.
Roberts?
Please, yes.
I would vote no, but I would like to have a discussion later on in another meeting about what Margie raised about the openness of the committee.
Okay.
But at this point,
We can't talk during the vote. No problem. Apollinar, you pass.
Yes, I pass. Is it time to vote? Can I enter my vote?
Yes. What is your vote?
I vote no. Apollinar votes no.
Gotcha.
I'm sorry, what's the vote count?
6-12-1. It fails.
Okay, so the motion fails, and we're out of time in an open session. I would ask that everyone adjourn and reconvene in closed session as quickly as possible. Thank you. And thank you to the public.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you.